You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It is Loud and Local, and right now I'm doing kind of a little special here. We're doing a preview. We got a 10-second preview of a song that is going to be coming out on the 18th. We're going to be playing it on the Loud and Local episode on the 20th. It's called Cowabunga, and it's by a band called Avoid. They are on tour right now with Fit for a King, Silent Planet, Holofront. They're a band called Avoid. You probably heard them here on KISW, on Loud and Local. They're killing it out there all over the world. They have we'll talk about what the new music means. We'll talk about it here, but you guys are going to be coming back again March 13th, the Dark Path Tour at El Corazon, coming home to El Corazon. It's got to mean something to you guys to be hitting the Northwest with this package, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, man. It's amazing. And then at least some of the local homies that might know, I've worked at El Corazon since I was 18. Like, yeah. I booked shows there, ran shows there. I've done kind of everything there. And so that's really been like our second home in mm-hmm. general. And we've yeah. never gotten the opportunity to like come through on like a tour package. We've yep. played countless shows there, but this is like kind of special to like get to be on this size of a package and then get to come home with it. So we're overjoyed, man. We're so stoked.
Local boys done good, man. Done good. So let's reintroduce yourselves. Tell us what your name is again and what you do with Avoid.
I'm Benny. I sing in Avoid.
Mm-hmm. I'm Paul, and I'm the drummer.
All right. So who are we missing today?
We have Nick, who plays guitar, Chris, mm-hmm. who plays guitar, and Luke, that plays bass. They're out. It's the off day, so they're doing a supply run,
yep.
gear run, all the little things that we need to get for the rest of the tour. They're out running, doing those errands right now.
So when you said it's an off day, I assumed you guys would be in the van or something. Where are you guys right now?
We're actually works out. So obviously all the four of us, myself, Paul, Luke, and Nick all live in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And Chris lived in Seattle for the last year, but he's originally from Oceanside and yeah. moved back down here just a couple weeks ago. So we're actually at his cool. house right now. So
nice. Very nice.
It's nice to have a house to go to on an off day.
Yes.
So it's like you get to be home-ish for a day.
Yeah, I was going to ask because, you know, a lot of bands, you know, will be like, we don't want an off day. It just means you're spending money. You know, you're not making money, you're spending money. So on a typical off day, you know, what do you guys get into? Just doing laundry and recouping?
Yeah, off days, I mean, what, they're pretty lazy.
Well, what did we do today? We went and got some good breakfast, you know, mm-hmm. refueled. We also slept in too. I mean, because we drove overnight. So, I mean, we were all tired. So,
yeah,
slept in, got some good food, you know, enjoyed ourselves, got some sun, and then just kind of basically just relaxing R&R, you know?
Nice. Yeah. On like a typical off day, if we don't have a place to go, like a house, which we usually try and find, that will be like typically the only days on tour that we'll get like a hotel room. Like nights we just rock the van in a truck stop, just boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. But if we have an off day, that's kind of when we'll use as an excuse to like get an actual hotel room, sleep in a bed for a night, like shower and do all that. Because they only come once every 9 days or something that. It's not very often. So yeah, we usually try to use off days as like super chill days, like just recover, recoup, get ready for the next batch of shows.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're coming up here in like this month was like 2 years to the date of like, you know, when the world shut down. But, you know, you guys have really leveled up in the in this time where a lot of bands, unfortunately, either broke up or didn't have the, you know, chance to do a lot of things. You guys have really leveled up. You know, where were you guys 2 years ago to this time? Where were you guys as far as
we were
like,
in Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah.
I remember it so specifically. So we were on tour the beginning of 2020 was supposed to be a really big year for us as far as like we had tours booked throughout the whole year. We had studio time booked. Like we were going to do a lot of stuff.
I think it was week three of a seven, eight week tour.
Wow.
We had played more shows in the beginning of 2020 than we did in all of 2019.
Wow.
Like because I think we fit one and a half tours in the beginning of COVID. And then, I remember like we were watching the news and especially back then it was like, oh, they're not actually going to shut the country down. Right. Like, no, this is like, oh, I guess this is kind of bad. And then I remember we were playing in Illinois and I remember getting off stage and I opened my phone and I saw the NBA had been canceled.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is kind of serious.
Mm-hmm.
expanding more into like a real thing, a real pandemic, you know.
Yep.
We didn't know at the time, but
we were in and we had off days or just they always bring the story together. We had an off day in between that Illinois show and that Ohio show, and we had gone to the bass player of Motives, who's the band we were on tour with. We went to his house and we were just hanging there and like watching the news and like I remember like the mindset like back then was just like, oh man, F that stuff. We're going to go until we physically can't. We're just going to keep the door. And then it was like a day later, like, oh, I guess we're going home.
Yeah. Like literally all of our shows, it was like email. Sorry, this show is no longer happening.
And then obviously we learned like, especially at that time, how contagious, and it was like, oh dang, well I guess this is kind of the new adjustment. But we were in a very different mindset like then, but then you go into COVID and thank you, I'm very stoked about the growth we were able to achieve. But that was kind of like, for us it was just like, we don't really know anything else, nor do we really want to do anything else, so it's kind of like adapt or get eaten, right?
Yeah.
So we were just we'd never been an internet band. We'd never like tried to like pop off on the internet even. Like we were very bootstraps, like we're going to play as many shows as possible, even if it's to three people in middle of nowhere, Alabama, because maybe the president of this record label is visiting his family in Alabama, need to go get a drink. And he happens to see we were very much so off of that. If you play as many shows as possible, someone somewhere will find you at the right time.
Sure.
But then the pandemic hit and we were guess we need to learn this internet thing.
And then you took, you're kind of alluding to it. You took that, you know, that ethic that you would, you know, had been, you know, sharpened by the road and, you know, DIY tours and going out on the road and playing in and out and just like playing so many gigs and touring relentlessly. And you took those, that skill set and you applied it to what was the new thing, which you had to do because nobody could play shows at that time. It was unsafe. It was deemed, you know, the venues were shut down and whatnot. And you guys, you know, just did something else and you adapted. And then, you know, you get on the NASCAR video game soundtrack and then, you know, you get played on Octane and then you get, you know, all these huge things. And it's just like, boom, boom, boom. You know, it must have been pretty wild. And you've blown up to the point where you're playing these huge festivals in, was it Louder Than Life you guys opened up?
Yeah, we got to play Louder Than Life and Welcome to Rockville this amazing last year. Which, yeah. What a treat to get to do the big American festivals.
So unreal. I saw the pictures. It just looked like, and the thing is with you guys is, you're not a quote unquote industry band. You know, you guys came up through the grimy clubs. So you can appreciate something like that, you know?
Yeah, well, and it was like, it's cool because I feel like more than ever, we've kind of found our place where we like live in the, because it's like, we were always like a very DIY bootstraps band, but we like, I feel like it, like our approach to like coming up as a band was very similar to like the hardcore approach. Yeah, and we all love hardcore and stuff like that too, but we didn't necessarily sound like that. So
a little too pop for the hardcore, too hardcore for the pop.
Exactly. So we were like living in this weird, like middle metalcore ground where we didn't really have a home. So we kind of were just like, it was kind of like, oh, we're not going to get the show. I guess we'll just make our own show. No is never an option. If you tell us no, or you tell us like no, nah, there's another way. There's another thing to do. Like just stopping or not finding something to put the energy into is just kind of never been an option to us.
For real.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, full speed ahead. You guys, you know, went in all guns blazing, and you know, you're so. I was curious. Do you get to meet any people that have heard about you guys through NASCAR video game? Are there people who opened up to you guys that are maybe not fans of the music initially, but then, you know, heard about you guys through that way?
Yeah. I mean, I know I've gotten some messages in the band page all the time.
Yeah. That's like, awesome.
Just like, hey, never heard of your band before, bought NASCAR Heat and I'm loving the tracks.
Yes.
And it's like, it's cool. Cause it also like, it's a familiar feeling. I feel like I remember finding music from Madden,
Tony Hawk,
NHL games, you know, like,
yeah, I heard about a bunch of punk bands from Tony Hawk, you know? So
there was like an era of sports games and that just had these sickest soundtracks.
Totally.
So like, you know, it's cool to feel like a part of that.
Yeah. The fact that if our song on a music video or on a video game has made anyone feel the way that like those songs made us felt, like, that's so humbling and like amazing. And it's just really cool that we've been able to like do it through things that we love too. Cause we genuinely love racing and kind of like, when we kind of sat down a few years ago, we were basically like mapping out like some bullet points of like things that we would love to be involved in over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And maybe try to take a more, less traditional approach because we love NASCAR. We like, if we could get into a video game, we know that'd be huge. If we could get onto Octane, we know that would be huge but with our rules. Like we still want to scream. We still want to
do it our way,
be rowdy. And that's kind of like, I would love to make a song that's so cool and so marketable, but it has screaming in it and stuff like that's like, I want to find a way to tie it all together.
Totally.
It's just about cool music to us, you know?
Absolutely.
That reminds me of, Joey Jordison from Slipknot. You know, he was the first person that I remember to really get blast beats on the radio, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's that thing, you know, make it so undeniably catchy and good that they're going to have to like tolerate the screaming and the heaviness, you know?
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it.
So undeniable, man. You got to be undeniable. And you guys are, you guys have a new let me see, a new song at least. So that's what I got to ask. So you guys were down in California recording. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. We were down all of December recording a new record.
Okay. So there it is, a new record. Is that a full length, an EP, just a few singles?
We have a full length record this time around.
Awesome.
We got 10 songs ready to go. I mean, they're in various stages of mixing and mastering and stuff like that right now, but we have the single ready to go. Yep. And I mean, you can expect a lot of stuff from us this year. Like, I mean, we're not trying to hide that.
Yeah.
New record summer or fall. We don't have all the dates finalized yet, I mean, we don't like to keep any of that stuff behind closed doors. The record's done, baby. We're so stoked to share it. And
it's going to be coming to you.
Yeah.
Who'd you record with and how was the process?
Iron Hernandez. He did the Burner EP as well.
Cool.
He produced the whole record and co-wrote on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And then we also worked with a producer and co-writer, Josh Strock, or people might know him as KJ. We worked with him over the summer. So there's like a nice little like collaboration of everything. And there's actually a song. I don't know when it's going to come out, but there's a song on that record that we actually wrote with Joey from The Used. And that was a really cool experience.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, it sounds like, you know, you guys are pumped about it.
So pumped.
So what can you tell us? What are you allowed to tell us about the record? What, you know, what can you tell me?
What are we allowed to say? I feel like I can say everything, but the album name, because that has to like come out when the pre-orders come out. But I will say that if you've been a fan of either our first record or the EP, or have just been like watching us from afar, kind of like, because I feel like that's kind of the stage our band is in now. Like, it's awesome, and I appreciate more than anything the fan base that we started to build. But I mean, you know how it is when you're watching bands. It's kind of like, all right, this band is cool. What are they going to do? Like, what's the next step? And I feel like that's kind of how a lot of people are viewing us. And I think that this is a record that if you're like, kind of like, what is this band going to do? This will show you what we're going to do. It's heavier. It's lighter. It's in the mid. I mean, there's everything on this record. Everything. We didn't care about genres this time around.
That's great, man.
Whatever, awesome. If it's a cool song, if it's a cool riff, if it's a cool production idea, even if it felt more untraditional. Mm-hmm. Like I sung our managers always told us, like, we liked the way that you sung like five different styles on the Burner EP.
Yeah. And
there's probably 10 on this record then.
That's like, awesome.
And I guess another thing too, like, so our two previous releases were all programmed drums, and this is the first, you know, record we got to go in the studio and actually like track real drums. I got to like work with this awesome engineer, Mike Plotnikoff at, was it West Coast?
What was it?
I forget the studio name.
It was at Howard Benson's studio though.
Oh,
very awesome. Wow. Okay. So just an incredible experience for all of us, honestly, because Benny and Nick got to be there the whole time and just get to experience it along with me. So it's, you know, it makes all the difference, you know, to us. And I think on the record too. So it's really exciting.
The real drums make and I'm a drummer first too. So I really care about that stuff. And I literally, I cried in the studio when Paul was tracking drums straight up. Like
first song.
I feel like we actually sound like a band on this record, and not that we didn't before, but like, you know, I mean, when you have the program, like, we actually sound like a band, and
like, it feels like we did it right. And not to, you know, not to say to any band that uses program drums and, or like, that's complete, like, honestly, like we've
done it. It's the standard.
And it sounds incredible. Like, don't get me wrong, but there is some sort of magic to being in the room, and, you know, it's, yeah, like Benny said, it's something that's really cool and special. So it feels really exciting for this record.
And not even to talk bad on any of the songs, but I mean, every record, like I personally don't think that there's a weak point in the whole record, but I remember even being in the studio and there was one song that I was like, I don't know. And then I heard Paul track real drums to it.
Nice.
And I'm like fighting for it to be a single now. It's
nice.
Okay. It really having the real drums and the realness in the whole record.
Yeah.
I think really just makes a huge difference.
Yeah. So it's
awesome,
cool,
man. Organic and real.
Yeah.
Difference. Awesome. Well, we're going to go into the snippet here in just a moment, but you know, the world is opening up. It's open. You know, I'm going to see Cannibal Corpse tonight over at the Showbox. You guys are well aware of the Showbox, you know, and just like a couple weeks ago, I saw Metallica in Vegas, and it's like,
How was that show? I saw a lot of homies intense. And I saw Einstein Kills awesome. Got to open that show. Yeah,
it was awesome, man. It was a good time, dude.
So our good buddy Elmo does sound for Ice Nine, and it's
cool.
Crazy. That's like another, like, they've been a band since like 2002.
Yeah.
And they're just now getting
really popping. Yep.
And 20
years. That's crazy.
20 years of grinding.
Yeah.
About time you get a chance to open for Metallica, right?
Yes, exactly. So my question kind of related to that is, like, what's it been like being on the road right now with this awesome tour package, you know, Fit for a King, like, you know, like one of the biggest bands in metalcore right now, as the headliner. What's it been like? Has it been a lot of energy? Are people like pumped to be back?
It's
totally.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, we've only been on this tour now for 5 days.
Yeah. 5 days. And so our trailer broke for one of the days. So we missed the second show of the tour. That sucked. Like, yeah, we'd been needing to get a new trailer for a minute. We thought we could limp through this tour. It's not the case.
No.
And so the Axel Bent, we had to get a new trailer and there,
but only out for one show.
So. Good.
But the tour has been so amazing. The shows are great. We're the opener on the tour. And so you never kind of know how you're going to get received as the opener. Most nights it's like it's an hour between doors and showtime. Mm-hmm. The rooms have already kind of filled out by the time we play and the crowds are so receptive. They want to go to shows. They want to mosh. They want to jump. They want to, and the energy that we've been receiving is incredible. And then the bands are just amazing. Like,
we've never had a touring environment like this where it just feels like everyone, you know, is just accepting and really cool right off the bat, you know, supporting each other. We're getting texts from the other bands about the road conditions and stuff like that. Like
Silent Planet are probably the nicest human beings on planet Earth. Like, so for that show, we missed the Oklahoma City show and we show up to the next day in Lubbock. And so we've only known Silent Planet for a day at this point.
Yeah.
And they come up to us and they're like, hey, we heard about your guys' trailer. Dude, I know how much that stuff can suck at the beginning of tour. We put out a chip jar for you guys last night in Oklahoma City. Wow. We know it's not much, but hopefully it can get you guys a tank of gas and some food. That's like so one day of knowing them, and they didn't have to do that, especially for an opener. And they did that. And Tuck from Fit for a King has watched our set every night and just has great things to say. And Ryan, their singer, is just like, they're so welcoming. It's insane.
Yeah. It's just awesome right off the bat. Like, you know, it's rare that it feels like that, you know, this quick, but the environment's great. Everyone on the tour is just awesome and excited to be there and just excited to fucking like play shows and have fun and like be back. You know, it feels good. It's like, you know, we've waited a long time for this, so it's good to be back.
Absolutely, man. And if you're hearing this and you're going to that show, or if you're hearing this and you're up in the air, go to that show. And most importantly, show up early, because Avoid is going to be on first. Hometown Boys coming back to show him how it's done, playing at El Corazon, the hometown venue, Benny's hometown venue. Worked there since he was 18. We'll all be there representing. So we're going to go into this song, guys. And one more time, the show is Sunday, March 13th. That's this coming Sunday, The Dark Path Towards, Fit for a King, Silent Planet, Hollow Front, and the band you're hearing right now, Avoid. So we're going to go into 10 seconds. It's kind of hard to like sell this as like, you know, what are we going to get into? And then like, you know, it's 10 seconds. But guys, what do you want to say about this song real quick? It's Cowabunga, dude. We're going to be premiering it on the 20th. It's going to be out on the 18th. We're going to be playing at the 20th. We got 10 seconds. What do you want to say about Cowabunga?
Cowabunga, dude. All alone, you can't find me anywhere. I got
what you do. Get so far away. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.